You're listening to SBS News.
It's lunchtime at a small restaurant in Sydney's north, and owner Dean Su is among those struggling to keep the doors open. With each interest rate rise, his worries are multiplying.
We have the mortgage and the interest rates up in the last few months. Feel extremely tired, and on top of that, quite financial pressure.
Mr. Su says the cafe is quieter than usual, with fewer people dining out in recent weeks, perhaps due to higher living costs. So he's digging into savings to cover housing and business bills.
It's quite hard. Some of them I use my own saving. If I can't make a payment, and I need to move out of the house. So I need to use my life saver to pay the home loan.
Higher fruit and vegetable prices due to recent rain, just one issue taking a toll on vendors, according to Belinda Clark, the CEO of the Restaurant and Catering Association.
We're seeing people who are just holding on to get to Christmas. They are at breaking point. We have cafes in the city, people working from home, public transport cancellations, the rain, any excuse. And the restaurants don't know how many customers they need to look after. The cafes, they're struggling. It's a roller coaster for them, and it's a really tough time for them to be able to run a business.
A national skills shortage is a big part of the problem, according to Ms. Clark, with hospitality vacancies rising constantly.
There's 102,000 jobs available online in hospitality. Now, there's 55,000 venues across the country. So when you work that out, pretty much every venue is looking for a minimum 2 staff to be able to join their workforce.
Many owner-operators, including Mr. Su, say even if they could find workers, lower income means they're unable to pay extra wages, so they are stepping in to fill the gaps.
I'm working like almost 12-hour, 13-hour every day, and sometimes I won't get paid. And I can't hire too many people. The businesses are so quiet, I can't pay the labor cost, and have my own family to support. I have children, and I'm working 7 days a week.
It's a story repeated across the country as owner-operators try to keep costs down, and many are working more for less, according to Ms. Clark.
4 out of 5 businesses either don't pay themselves, significantly underpay themselves, or rarely pay themselves. Now, that's a huge amount of business owners that are struggling out there. We know that businesses are having to now close on certain days of the week, certain times of the day. We're hearing business owners now driving out to the markets to be able to try and pick up their produce. They're working very long hours, and it's not sustainable.
It's not just hospitality that's short on staff, says Paul Zara, the CEO of the Australian Retailers Association.
We need to look at new and innovative ways to address this. So what we're looking for is that pensions that currently have a cap in place, that is doubled to allow them to come back to work without their pension being impacted.
At Salvage Speciality Coffee in Sydney's Ataman, owner Michael Chen has called on his good friend Gary Liang, who is semi-retired, to help serve customers.
Well, at the moment, I can squeeze my schedule to work 2 days a week here. Very hard to get the good standard staff to work in the cafe.
The Council of Small Business Organisations Australia is calling for a raft of reforms to remove red tape, and CEO Alexi Boyd says a fresh approach is needed.
We're really hoping that there's going to be something in there for small businesses in terms of relief. They have to acknowledge the fact that the cost of doing business is increasing, international freight, energy costs, the cost of rent, and the burden of the debt from COVID all need to be addressed. We need a campaign to attract international students, skilled migrants, and tourists back to the country. A key point to that is offering them permanent pathways to residency so that they can see the long-term future as part of the workforce, as a resident, and also possibly a small business owner.
Importers face other challenges. Mai Nagashima's family's grocery is still battling supply chain disruption, and she says rising business costs, including electricity, are cutting into profits.
Increased costs of everything across wages, food, bills, rent is also increasing as well. So profit margins getting lower and lower and lower.
Reducing taxes is one way to ease the burden, says Australian retailers Paul Zara.
What we'd like to see is a corporate tax rate reduced from 30 to 25% for small to medium-sized businesses that have up to $250 million in sales turnover.
However, with world markets on an increasingly perilous path and government spending under review, Dean Su can only hope his pleas are heard in Canberra.
Hopefully we can get some help from the government. I am so tired. I don't know how long I can stay.
Alan Lee, SBS News.